Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Matt and Justin.
All right, let's get it. We back. We back. It's Golden Spaces, an Odyssey original podcast. I'm Matt, and Justin's here with me. And we're going to keep talking Dubs versus Memphis because that was such a good game yesterday. And I think as soon as I get up, finish recording this podcast, I'm going to get back on Twitter and keep talking because... You know what? They get on my nerves. They get on my nerves. And the more people tell me not to be petty, the more petty I'm going to be. Because, like, you're not going to police my fandom. You're not going to police my fandom. And two, they earned this. They earned the talk. Like, this reporter, this Grizzlies reporter, KJ, is that her name? Where she's like, this is really weird. And she showed Klay Thompson's interview. What was weird, KJ? Like, he actually gave the Grizzlies respect at the end. Like, right. He said, like, so I don't even know what your problem is. Like, there was literally nothing weird about what he said.
Speaking of Karen activity, I don't know if her name was actually Karen, it's KJ, but shout out to her. Yeah. It's just.
And did you hear the spaces with the, I think the.
I did hear that.
Okay.
It's just the same thing over and over again. Talk trash to the Warriors.
Talk about who's classy and who's not.
Right.
Half white trash, really?
Yeah. Okay. Call him half white trash. I'm pretty sure last year people were talking about GP2's kids or something like that, or like whether or not he was
actually Gary Payton's son. Yes.
It's just weird stuff. Weird stuff. The weird levels that people stoop to. But as long as the Warriors win, let them talk. Because yeah, it's always the same thing. Talk trash, lose, play the victim, repeat. Rinse, repeat. But yeah.
So yeah, so the game yesterday, because I keep loving how they said no one showed up to help Ja. Like, you on accident. Like, that was by design, yo. Like,
right.
Our defense, first of all, before we even get into like how well Klay did on Bane, I just want to talk about, because it may not seem like it, because Ja, you know, had what, like 30 something, and I mean, he did shoot very poorly from three, maybe 1 or 2 for 9 or something like that, something crazy from three. But Kuminga was giving him problems. Mm-hmm. Kuminga was giving him problems. He was frustrated out there.
Yeah.
He looked a little tired and exhausted. And yeah. Kuminga was loving it. Because Kuminga's on. See, people, because I think people forget. Some people, I don't forget nothing. But remember how Ja was like, oh, you got to wait till you do something? The irony in saying that to Kuminga. He got to wait till he do something. So I know Kuminga was like, yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last year, I think he got an and one on him or something, and he was like, this guy can't guard me, screaming he can't guard me in the game. So, and Kuminga, we know how competitive he is, especially with one-on-one matchups with guys. And that's what makes him such an intriguing long-term prospect, because you know players like that typically, you know, if they take the game personally like that, it usually bodes well for their self-development and how they view themselves and how they can, you know, improve themselves over time to, you know, match somebody like Ja in the future. So I think overall, like, it's a good matchup for him, because even if he can't match Ja step for step, and he's pretty quick himself, but if he can't match Ja step for step, he can at least match him in leaping ability. And, you know, he has more length than Ja. He's about 6'7", 6'8", long arm. So, like, a lot of the shots that Ja likes to go to, he can't really access them as easily next to a guy named Kuminga. And I think they might have found something, depending on how consistent this is going forward with Kuminga and James against this particular team, or teams in general that have a guy that likes to really pressure the rim. This is by far James's best defensive game. I think his understanding of where he was supposed to be and how he was supposed to contest shots looked the best as it's had since he got drafted. So
probably his best game, period. I mean, yes, yeah, it was largely defensive because there was no offense, but you were impactful. In all those other games when you were scoring, it wasn't impactful. This was.
Exactly. And this is what people envisioned, like, best case scenario, right? Him and Kuminga both defensive minded and using their athleticism to affect the game on that end. And then everything on offense is a plus. But I think Jonathan at the point of attack really forced Ja to kind of get creative with his finishes and try to make something happen out of nothing, because it was hard for him to get some space. And then James was there to contest a few of his floaters, and you got to put it up 12, 13 feet to get it over James when he's doing it the right way. So I think that really bothered Ja. I think they kind of crowded him on one of his layup attempts, and Jonathan just spiked the shot out of bounds. So I think those two could potentially be really effective against this type of team if, you know, they can be consistent in their roles going forward. I think that's something that they can potentially use in the playoff series if James is, you know, still on the team. But I think that's his path to staying on the team and being impactful, doing stuff like that. It might not be every single matchup. You know, teams that spread the floor a little bit more, he might not be able to, you know, impact the game like he did this game. But I think they found something against Memphis with those two.
For sure. Klay Thompson. And look, like, I've been critical of Klay and Dre, who we're going to talk about after Klay. But, like, yeah, you're not going to talk crazy about Klay Thompson. You're not going to talk
only we can. Yeah, only we can.
Only we can. And even we don't disrespect him. Like, right, we're just saying, like, show up and do what we know you can do. But, like, y'all call him Klay role players. Please, Dylan Brooks would be lucky to even get an all-star appearance, much more come close to having the resume Klay Thompson does. Like, y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy the way they out here talking and then trying to play him for standing over Dylan Brooks. Like, do y'all understand why Desmond Bane had a bad night? Oh, okay. Clearly you don't, because Klay did his job. And don't forget, he was once an all-defensive player. So just, yeah, relax, relax, relax.
Mm-hmm.
They about to have me out here being ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, he's shown throughout the season, like, every now and then, if he's really, really locked in, then he's going to do what he needs to do. And that's why I'm not worried about Klay going into the playoffs, because he's going to be locked in, you know, throughout a playoff run. It's just in the regular season that he might have some lapses, mental lapses and stuff like that. But we saw against Boston when he was guarding Tatum, and he knew what he had to do for them to win that game. And it was a big game. And we saw last night against Bane, he knew what he had to do, and it was a big game. So he really showed up on that end and did what he was supposed to do defensively. Shot making is going to go, you know, up and down. He plays a high variant style, right, as far as, like, shooting and some of the shots that he takes. But I think for the most part, he wasn't, like, hijacking the offense or anything like that. It's just more of a, you know, got to actually hit the shots type of thing. But, yeah, he was locked in. And the disrespect with Klay is – yeah, it is what it is, because sometimes he does do some things that he shouldn't be doing out there. But for the most part, we know when it's winning time, he's going to lock in and he's going to help them win. So really, really proud of that performance he put on Bane.
Just Memphis of all people. Like, yes, that is condescension from me. You're hearing the audacity. The audacity. So corny. Yeah, that team is corny, yo. They're corny. They're goofy. With all their dancing. I'm supposed to care about them dancing. That shit ain't no different to me than We Work. You know what I'm saying? People tell me, oh, they do it all the time. Yeah. The sons work out all the time afterwards and post videos. And they corny too. Well, they corny, son. They are corny. And they got sunned by Ty Jerome.
Shout out to Ty Jerome. He's been hooping. I mean, the Warriors, they usually do a decent job of getting two ways or like fringe NBA guys and turning them into something. I think last year they kind of missed with Chioza, even though he helped them win one game. But Ty Jerome and Redacted, huh?
Which game was that?
The Spurs game. I think he played decent the Spurs game, if I remember correctly. That's one game, though, out of 82. He could have helped them a lot more. But Ty Jerome has been a knockout of the park as far as like an acquisition. He was a late addition to the training camp roster, and they've not turned him into a good player, but they've utilized him, and he's maximized his talents to the best of his ability so far. Definitely helped them win a game. When Jordan Poole went down, it was like a window there where Memphis could have crawled back into the game early in the fourth, and he hit some big shots. Him and Moody stabilized. He was just kind of punishing Tyus Jones because Tyus Jones is too small for him. But yeah, shout out to Ty. My brother was like, because I was talking about how Dante got his nickname White Dante, because it's not like any other white people named Dante out there, really. And he was like, well, you can do the same thing for Jerome. Like, if that was his first name, you can call him White Jerome. So I'm like, you got White Dante and White Jerome on the team.
That is true. But Jerome is a last name. I've never heard that either as a last name before.
Yeah, that's it's.
But even Ty, because what's Ty short for? If it's Tyrone, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's not like white Ty. Right.
Oh, man. Yeah. Clay was awesome yesterday, and I was mad about all the texts but his. I was like, I love that tech, Clay. I love it.
Yeah.
The texts were stupid, yo. The texts were stupid yesterday.
Mark Davis needs to be investigated. Him, Marat, Kogut.
And what's so funny is because Grizzlies fans are mad about Mark Davis. I'm like, oh, you think that y'all only got hold by him? Like, what are we doing? They're harping on the Klay Thompson shooting free throws. I'm like, did y'all lose by 2 points? Because unless you did, right. I don't want to hear it. Like, what are we doing right now?
Just dumb stuff. I'm sorry. Dumb stuff. Meanwhile, Dylan Brooks is shoving people in the air, shoving people when he's navigating screens and not getting anything called for it. Coming under people when they shoot
Jordan
threes.
Down. We saw all of that.
Just like, come on now. Cut it out. Josh carrying the ball. Every fucking time he dribbles, he's carrying the ball. Call ever. Like, we don't want to hear anything about the refs, especially from y'all. Like, come on.
Never. 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 Apparently, the refs are the reason why JJJ can't stay his foul happy ass off the floor. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, he's always been foul happy too. So
exactly. Yeah. I love that video of the Warriors bench and laughing. And Andre knew what he was doing too. He knew
exactly. Like,
this is the experience of championships, and because they knew he's like, all right, let me get him off the floor. And there's nothing wrong with that because normally I'm like, you know, it's corny to try to get players out the game, all of that. But you down two of your best players. So
it might be a cheesy strategy depending on how you go about it, but if you're going at a guy, you know, he's a shot blocker and he's foul prone, get him out the game. Like, it changes the game for the team. Like, you got another guy in there who is not nearly as good of a defensive player, and like Brandon Clark and Aldama and all these guys out there. It's, yeah, get Jaren off the court. See ya. If you can't stay on the court because you're fouling too much, that's not our fault that we're trying to foul bait you. That's your fault because you fall for the bait. So,
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Dre was brilliant yesterday in a very Dre-like way.
I mean, big game. You know, Dre's going to show up for the big games. It's just the Charlottes and those random games against like lower level teams that you might not get the best version of Dre, and that can be a little bit frustrating at times. But you know, if it's a big game when people are talking trash, he's going to at least show up with the effort.
He's going to stay in over Ja.
Right. Him standing over Ja. I mean, I think he really wanted that one because Ja is such a high flyer and all type of stuff. And I don't think he's been like blocking a ton of shots like for the past few years. Like, he's not getting up there like he used to. So when he gets blocks, I think he really enjoys that. And he definitely got it on Ja. That was a good one. That was a good one.
That was great. And Poole, I didn't love him getting kicked out at the end. And again, I don't think like that second tech was warranted, but I feel like he's going to have to be more aware that, like, because he has like 8 techs already for the year. Like, I just feel like he needs to be aware that, like, he's not getting the latitude and rope of a star. And so, like, you got to be mindful. And in a game like this where we're already missing Steph and we're already missing Wiggs and they've called mad techs, you just, like, they need you. Because to me, it was still risky with him going out at that point in the game. There's still a lot of time left.
For sure. For sure. Grizzlies definitely could have went on a run right there. And like I said, Jerome and Moody hit some big shots to keep them ahead. But yeah, he's emotional dude. Like, you can tell, like, when he goes to the rack and he feels like he's getting fouled, you can see him after each play kind of arguing with the refs. Sometimes he'll even stay back in the backcourt while the other team is going on a fast break, which is obviously very frustrating to watch. So hopefully he gets that out of his system a little bit, take a little bit out of Steph's book, where Steph will, he'll go at the refs, but it'll be calculated and it'll be like at a point in the game where it doesn't really impact the team as much. And he's definitely not going to get 8 techs in the first, whatever, the first half of the season. So, yeah, he just got to chill out a little bit. But I mean, overall, he played really well, especially in the first half. He's, like I said,
for sure. I was going to say shout out to Moody too. Like, I mean, after a while, I was like, okay, y'all got to stop going to Moody because he wasn't making anymore. But like, he hit some big shots that were definitely, definitely big time important. And Dante too. Like, Dante, he did his thing.
Yeah, Dante, he's gonna get paid. He's probably gonna decline that player option next summer and get paid. Would love to have him with the Warriors for more years to come, but he's been knocking his role out of the park, running the offense when he needs to, hitting shots, playing defense. He's not the leaper that he used to be as far as like just vertical jumping and stuff like that. So a lot of the plays with him guarding Ja just ended with Ja jumping above him and laying it up. But he's still making it tough on him as best he can, hitting timely shots, and just being in the right place at the right time consistently. That's all you got to ask. That's all you can ask for your role players to do. Be in the right place at the right time, hit open shots, play hard, play smart. And he's been doing that like since he's gotten healthy all season.
Yeah. It seems like a good point for us to break and come back and maybe talk a little bit of outlook for the season, for the Warriors, maybe MVP, the rest of the Christmas Day games. Who knows what you're going to get with us? We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.